Listen, when I started in this business back in 1986, it was at a firm called Payne Webber in the internal audit department. And what they would do to us every Monday is put us on a plane, send us to a branch somewhere around the country, around the world, and really put our feet on the ground to kind of look at what's going on at the operations of the local branch. And you think about the audit business, it's really about being with your client, at your client's location, really digging through the books and the operations and the internal controls. But that's not really possible here today. So the question is, how are some of these audit firms, the big audit firms, how are they dealing with that? Bloomberg tax accounting reporter Amanda Icone joins us with that story. So Amanda, again, back in the day, you had to be there with the client at the facility, really digging deep into the operations. What are the auditors doing these days?
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me. You know, they're doing a mix. Technology allows auditors to really audit anywhere. The big firms have invested heavily into putting new tools and platforms and technologies into place. And the shutdown has really emphasized that that was a good investment, and they were able to pretty quickly move to working from basements and kitchens. But there are still some really key parts of the audit that you do really need to be there. I think we all remember the big fraud cases from the late 80s, Easy Best and Crazy Eddie. Both are extreme examples of fraud, but they also are examples of what happens when the auditor isn't there or isn't able to do some of these really key checks. One of them, of course, is inventory. Auditors like to be in the warehouse. They literally visit where the inventory is stored. They open boxes. They look inside. Normally, these are unannounced checks. They would still like to be there. But look, these, you know, social distancing restrictions are here with us, and auditors are having to get creative about how they
yeah.
do some of these really key tests without physically being there.
You know, it's great, Amanda. You know, you go back to Memorex, which we all study in school, folks, and they were literally driving, lighter trucks around L.A. with bricks in the trucks, saying they were booking revenues as well. Okay, that was ancient history, pre-computer and all that, and I get that there's got to be a personal touch. Where on the income statement is the greatest mystery? Is it like Germany, where there's like this worship for revenue recognition and what we do, or is it down the income statement somewhere mysterious that I don't know?
It's a great question.
It's my only good one of the day, so go with it. You know, where in the income statement or even on the balance sheet is the greatest mystery, Amanda?
I think, you know, asset valuations on the balance sheet is a huge
Thank
issue
you.
Right now. These valuations are changing. How do you estimate, you know, what
oh,
your
come on.
Right
it's
now?
Smoke and, Amanda, stop. It's smoke and mirrors. On Bloomberg Surveillance, we call it bad will. You got to be in the room to talk about the bad will that they're calling goodwill, right?
Right. Right. And well, and with inventory, going back to inventory, a very tangible example of an asset. You know, for retailers in particular, fashion merchandising, you know, I think it would make sense to expect some impairments on that inventory. You know, you've had retailers that have been shuttered for months, you know, they've got inventory that's out of season, dusty, they can't sell it. You know, you would expect impairments there. Valuations is a really key area that auditors are going to be spending a lot of time this year. There are major accounting changes that are happening right now, right, to quantify the economic impact that the recession has had on companies, and all of that results in more work for auditors. Revenue recognition, leases, hedging, these are some common pain points. I think expenses is something that the SEC is going to be looking at. When are you?
Al from New Jersey's looking at them.
Yes. Are you trying to hide old problems and just blame it on the pandemic? These are things that both auditors and the SEC are going to
Yeah, do. Amanda, I mean, I don't mean to interrupt, but Paul, I've studied equipment leasing accounting 5 times. I'm like the Red Sox. I'm 0-5.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I mean, so Amanda, is there any, do you think we're going to see any accounting firms kind of, you know, I don't know, when they issue their audits, you know, next year, that they're going to have to put some caveat in there, which is like, hey, we did our best, but we weren't able to go to the, you know, the factory out in the middle of America and check for inventory?
Right. I think that is the worst case scenario for audit firms, investors, and companies alike. No one is suggesting that that might end up being the case. You know, when it comes to inventory, the firms are talking about doing things like GoPro or live streaming video with GPS location tracking, putting off the inventory until it's safe to do so. In some cases, they are still planning to be physically there, and that is a sign of just how important that really basic check is. You know, they are doing other things like, you know, part of fraud inquiry, they're supposed to be in the room with someone when they're having these conversations with corporate management. They're doing those over video conferencing. They're looking for other ways that they can confirm and verify and make sure that the numbers are meaningfully accurate this year. Yeah. So,
oh, we got to leave it there, Amanda. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I do it all. It's a bad habit. Amanda Icon, thank you.